CJLO in Concordia University sits on the traditional territory of the Mohawk, or the Ganegahaga people. The island called Montreal is known as Dadake in the language of Ganegaha, and has historically been a meeting place for other indigenous nations, including the Algonquin people.
For CJLO News, this is Ahmed Mushtahid. Montreal's first safe trading zone has been set up by the SPVM. The safe trading zone is a place where people could exchange goods and payments for items purchased online. The zone will be set up at Station 20, which is open 24/7 and located at the corner of St. Catherine and Bishop Streets. The space will be under video surveillance at all times. The SPVM said the Station 20 spot will be the first of several safe trading zones to come in the city in 2020. The Court of Quebec has accepted a plea of guilty from SNC-Lavalin Construction, a division of SNC-Lavalin Group, in relation to illegal activities in Libya between 2001 and 2011. As part of the settlement reached in court, SNC-Lavalin Construction will pay a fine in the amount of $280 million, payable in equal installments over 5 years, and will be subject to a 3-year probation order. All charges against SNC-Lavalin Group and its international marketing arm have been withdrawn. In international news, the House of Representatives will take 2 historic votes to impeach President Donald Trump on charges that he abused his power and obstructed Congress. According to CNN, the House will debate the impeachment resolution for 6 hours on Wednesday before taking a separate vote on each impeachment article. Just ahead of Trump's impeachment, a new CNBC All-America Economic Survey showed a massive partisan split on the matter. 45% out of 800 American participants disapproved of Congress impeaching Trump, while 44% approved. Stories this week by Ahmed Mushtahid. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
Yeah. right. Welcome to the Go-Go Radio Magic Show right here at CJLO 1690 AM. And that was Gershon Kingsley with track Popcorn from his album Music to Moog By. And unfortunately, the world lost Gershon Kingsley December 10th, as Prince Palu just provided the information to make this a quality radio segment. He's regarded as a pioneer of early electronic influences in music, and we were just looking quickly at his biography, and he actually, like, within the first age of 15, it seems like quite an interesting story. Originally from Berlin, made his way to the States. He's a self-described composer of the, what was it, something in the ridiculous, the
Oh, I didn't see that. No. Although, but before he made it to the States, he fled Germany at the age of 15 to Palestine in 1938, and then lived in Israel before then finally coming to the U.S.
And he came up on my radar sometime within the last year, and I think it was through one of those Amoeba Records, What's in My Bag. And I feel like he's one of these composers or artists that the minute they're on your radar, you start hearing about them everywhere and picking up the name. So I look forward to jumping deeper into that catalog. Again, we heard Popcorn. I think that's like his sort of like most renowned composition as far as the influences in I guess, electronic movement. And there you go. And we got a special show tonight. In the second hour, we got Kaylee Michelle coming in to tell us all about her debut novel. And she's going to play some music, and we're going to talk about it. So it's going to be a fantastic show.
And we should say that we both read the book this week. It's fantastic. Butterflies, Zebras, Moonbeams is the title of the book. And I'm really excited to talk to her about the book. But then, like you said, she's going to bring in music as well and treat us to a guest DJ set. And you may, if you're a regular listener, you may remember she was on, I want to say maybe a year ago, year and a half ago, under her stage name, Gentle Mystic.
See, I feel like it was longer than that.
Maybe it was. Maybe it was like 2 years ago. But yeah, she's a dear friend of ours, and I'm really excited to find out more about this book. And she's already signed for her second book. So her second book is in the works as well. So maybe we could get a little bit of information about that one as well.
Here's the story of two aging college radio DJs who do it for the love.
Two middle-aged dads.
All right. Am I taking this off, or are you taking this off?
Yeah, take it away.
All right. The first track we're going to hear is, I was kind of, I didn't know what to put together tonight. But after reading Kaylee's book, and I'm not saying there's any association to what I'm playing to what she wrote, but there are certain songs that sort of lifted themselves from the screen today, and I felt kind of fit into the themes and feel and geography of the book. So we're going to start things off with Lonesome LA Cowboy by Mapache, a group that we got to see not too long ago. And this is the song that they closed with, which is their latest single. And then after that, we're going to hear Gentle Mystic from her Purest Human EP. We're going to hear Venice Beach Sweep. And then following that, we're going to hear a band that they've just released this album in December. It might have been December 10th. It's called Dork in the Dark. Band is called Quicken Night. It's pretty much a one-man project. There's a band there, but I think, you know, he writes the majority of the stuff. His name escapes me. It's something Rosenberg. But I've gone back and listened to this whole catalog this week. So I can't say enough good things about this album, Dork in the Dark. We're going to hear Big Noise from Rayon City, and we'll see where it goes from there.
Do it.
I'm just a lonesome LA cowboy. I've been smoking dope, snorting coke.
meet them down at the semi-tropic with their platform heels and spit curls. Palm drinks, smoke our hopes, try to make it one more night. When I'm left all alone at last, I think I just might die from fright. I'm just a lonesome L.A. cowboy, hanging on to your window ledge, calling your name from midnight until dawn. I've been smoking dope, snorting coke, trying to write a song. Oh,
Attention rockers, psychedelinauts, punk freaks, and guitar geeks. This is a public service announcement from Zachary Slacks to notify you that Slacks Tracks is now at a new time, Mondays at 6 p.m. Allow me to roll the many-sided die of your mind with rock that gets weird and wild. Slacks Tracks, Mondays at 6 p.m. on
CJLO.
Come on!
Tame Impala in concert. Tame Impala, an incredible transcendent live performance. Bell Center, June 3rd. With special guest, Perfume Genius. Get tickets now at eventco.ca. The new album, The Slow Rush, is available February 14th. Check more at tameimpala.com.
We'll be right back.
Back to the Go Go Radio Magic Show. That was the Go-Betweens from their album Oceans Apart, which I feel was out, what, like 12 years ago? Probably maybe even more. I'm going to say 12 years ago. That was the statue. And I was just telling Paul before that the Go-Betweens popped up on a playlist this week, and I was instantly drawn back to their back catalog, which I've touched upon in the past, but I don't really know all that well, and I feel like over the holidays, that's one of the routes I'm going to like dive down. And then we heard, in before that, we heard Bleached from Los Angeles with Somebody Dial 911, and that was from their album Don't You Think You've Had Enough. In before that, we heard Quicken Night with a track from Dork in the Dark called Big Noise from Rayon City. And I believe Quicken Night come out of Nashville. Before that, Gentle Mystic with Venice Beach Sweep. And we're going to be talking to Kaylee just after the next half hour about her book. Remind me the title.
It is Butterflies, Moonbeams, and Zebras. Or Zebras, Moonbeams.
Right. Yeah. And we're really looking forward to that. Very stoked for that conversation. And Mapache with Lonesome LA Cowboy, which, as it turns out, the sleuthing skills of Prince Palu inform us that it's a cover. And what was the original band?
The New Riders of the Purple Sage, one of those LA psych bands from back in the 60s that never really... I think their story was that they refused to record an album at the beginning. So they were kind of a front runner in with the Grateful Dead and Jefferson Airplane, but they didn't want to record an album for whatever reason. And then when they finally did, although I might be getting them mixed up with Quicksilver Messenger, one of those two bands, right. That was their story. But I think it was these guys, but it could have been the other band. They're a great band if you're looking for that that sort of Americana psychedelic.
I have an idea for a podcast.
All the stuff I think I don't know?
Well, talk about music off the top of the head, your head, and it's called Almost History.
Yeah, there you go. Well,
Kind of history.
Well, we're going to jump right back in with some music because when our guest gets here, we want to give her as much time as possible. So we're going to jump right back in. This is a brand new one from Luna. The album came out last month, just a few weeks ago. And this track is California Blue. The band is Luna. The album is Postscripts. You're tuned into the Go-Go Radio Magic Show right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
Working all day and the sun don't shine. trying to get by, and I'm just killing time. I feel the rain fall the whole night through, far away from you, California blue, California blue.
Hockey. Doors be loud, swinging. for the best new music from around the globe, with a respectful nod to the musical pioneers of the past and a whole lot more. Join me, Danny Payne, on The Pressure Drop every Monday at 5 on CGLO 1690 AM or CGLO.com.
Founded in 2002, the Concordia Community Solidarity Co-op Bookstore is pleased to offer a not-for-profit alternative to corporate bookstores in Montreal. We are conveniently located right on Concordia's downtown campus at 2150 Bishop Street, opposite the Montreal Museum of Fine Arts. Offering both new and used books in addition to a wide variety of artisan items, we also boast the largest selection of sex and gender studies titles anywhere in Montreal. Come check us out to learn more.
Korean tea. There's been hardly anyone there in my house lately. Hardly anyone there, you'll say, with me. I'm trying not to tap that emotion. In the jungle, hardly anyone there, you'll see, with me. It may be 5 minutes of fame, but it's arriving just a little too late. Maybe 5 minutes of fame. Just a little too late. Just a little too late. It may be 5 minutes of fame,
CJLO is a college community radio station broadcasting out of the Loyola campus of Concordia University in Montreal, Quebec. We broadcast at 1690 kHz on the AM dial and have a transmitter with 1000 watts of power. The views expressed on air do not reflect CJLO. Any views expressed during a show are those of the DJ and not of the station as a whole or its management. If you would like to find out more, please visit our website at cjlo.com. Thanks for your support and keep listening to CJLO 1690 AM, Montreal's Underground Radio.